I want to talk about vaccination now. Several times on this program, I've talked with a lady called Meryl Dory of the Australian Vaccination Network. Now, that network, of course, cops a fair bit of flak because they're considered anti-vaccination. Well, you'll find out about that in a moment because I don't think they are anti-vaccination at all. But a bloke called Peter Bowditch has written a piece for Mamma Mia, which is a news website, which does address largely women's issues. And he's had a fair dash at Meryl Dory and the Vaccination Network. Let's find out why. He's a freelance journalist and he's on the line. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Helen.
What have you got against Meryl Dory and the anti-vaccination, the Australian Vaccination Network?
I've got nothing personal against Meryl Dory. She's perfectly entitled to say whatever she likes. However, I think that for her to not her to claim that she's not opposed to vaccination needs some examination. I would simply like her to say which of the current vaccines in the schedule in Australia she suggests should be given to children. If her answer is none, how can she say she's not opposed to vaccination?
The subheading for her network says, investigate before you vaccinate. Shouldn't we all do that?
We certainly should. And but people should still be expected.
That's their mantra, Peter.
I know. Is there anything on that website at all, anything, that suggests that any vaccine is of any use whatsoever and not dangerous?
That's right. And the answer is no, there's not. Investigate.
Well, investigate. You've got to get more than one side if you're going to investigate.
Well, is she asking people just to take notes of what she has to say, or is she saying we should go elsewhere?
She is saying that people like doctors, the Federal Health Department are in fact deceiving the public by pushing a dangerous product.
Has she said that? Dangerous?
Well, if she actually says that, for example, that vaccines cause sudden infant death syndrome, vaccines cause shaken baby syndrome, yes, she's saying they're dangerous.
What about flu?
If she says that vaccines cause autism, which vaccines don't cause autism, right? If she says it and suggests it and she knows that it's wrong, she's calling them dangerous. What else can she be saying?
I've talked with Meryl most about flu vaccines because we had a situation over in Western Australia where 2 years ago something like 280 children who had been vaccinated against the flu suffered severe convulsions. Now, that's worth checking on and investigating, isn't it?
It certainly is. And what happened was the vaccine was immediately removed or taken. No, word was given that they were not to be given to young children. The problem was identified and fixed, and it's no longer a problem. As flu kills a lot of people, it's a very serious illness. Vaccinating against it is a good idea. That was a case where something went wrong. Immediate action was taken to prevent it happening in the future.
But after 280 kids were very crook.
Well, if you vaccinate 2,000 children a day over a period of a week, if they all happen to happen at once, yes, a lot of children are vaccinated.
And what about the case of Zara Button?
The one that died?
No, the one that's been permanently handicapped by having that flu vaccine at the time.
There is no doctor or no manufacturer has ever said that there's 100% safety with vaccines. There is a very, very tiny risk that people can have an adverse reaction. Very tiny.
This child will be handicapped for the rest of its life.
Well, she could have caught measles and been handicapped for the rest of her life as well.
But in this case, she had...
I'm extremely sympathetic, and I know that action's being taken to make sure that she's been given the best help she possibly can. But to say because one child had a problem...
It was 280. It was actually 280 children.
Yes, and how many of them didn't recover?
I don't know. She's one who was the worst case. I don't know how...
No. Answer the question I asked. How many didn't recover? And the answer is none.
They all recovered. You've checked that out?
They had a fever, a high fever.
That's what
it's called. I've seen it happen. And the children recovered. It's a very frightening thing for the parents when that happens. But in fact, they recovered. And immediately, the rules were changed. The instructions for giving that particular vaccine to children. It was stopped for children under the age of 5.
What do you think should happen with the Australian Vaccination Network?
I think they should change their name to something more honest, for a start.
What should that be?
Well, their name is... They used to call themselves Vaccination Awareness Network. And that sort of suggested maybe what they were about. They were warning people about vaccines. They changed the name a few years back to the far more innocuous and deceptive Australian Vaccination Network, which sounds like it's a place you might be able to go to get good advice. The only advice you get there is don't vaccinate.
No, they say investigate before you vaccinate.
Oh, yes, I know. And what do they offer in terms of investigation on their website that suggests there might be some value in vaccination?
They put a point of view, but they say investigate. They're not asking people, demanding people only take notice of what they have to say.
Yes, they are. Why do they then abuse people who promote vaccination?
Talking about abuse, is your Twitter account ratbags.com?
It certainly is.
You've sent tweets off to people saying things like this. How many dead children in a pile do you need to trigger a spontaneous orgasm? Is that right?
That's right, yes. Yeah, I'm waiting for them to answer that question. For some reason or other, they don't.
And your loins are where you must get a tingle every time you hear of another death from measles or whooping cough.
Well, what can you say when you've come across people who tell people to expose their children to dangerous illnesses?
If dead children don't give you a thrill in your loins, then why do you want to see more of them?
Well, how else can you interpret people who say, don't prevent your child from getting measles? Mrs. Dorey described measles as benign. Measles is the largest cause of children blindness of children in the world. It is the single biggest disease killer of children in the history of the world. It is not benign.
Does she say don't vaccinate against needles?
Yes, she does. She will tell you that a doctor in England called Andrew Wakefield, who's been discredited, demonstrated that measles vaccine causes autism. And therefore, you know, you don't want to do it because you might endanger your children, you might have an autistic child.
Okay.
Get her to say that she encourages people to vaccinate their children against measles. That's all I want to hear her say.
Okay, stay on the line and we'll see what she does say. The button child, by the way, is Saba. I got that wrong. It's not Zara, Saba. And according to them, the health department didn't act immediately at all after the convulsions and after the effects of the flu vaccine on little Saba. Meryl Dorey, president of the Australian Vaccination Network, has been listening to what Peter Bowditch has had to say. Hello, Meryl.
Hi, Howard.
What do you say about measles?
Well, I've certainly never told anyone not to vaccinate against measles. That's ridiculous. What the Australian Vaccination Network says is that every medical issue has its benefits and its risks. And before anybody makes a decision for their children or for themselves, they should know exactly what the benefits and risks are. Peter Bowditch seems to think that that's an unreasonable attitude, but I think it's unreasonable to expect parents to do anything for their children without knowing what it is they're doing.
But he suggests the only place you want people to go to investigate is to listen to what you have to say. Is that true?
That's absolutely not true. On our website, we have an entire page of links to medical and pro-vaccination websites. And we say to everybody, if you look at our webpage, it says, don't just take our word for it. Speak with your doctor. Speak with your council clinic. Get information from the medical community. Get information from us. Ask lots of questions. And then, and only then, make a decision as to what you would like to do.
Are these links to some websites that don't agree with you?
Yes, many of them. Well, you know, basically most mainstream medical websites do not say that you should make an informed decision. They basically say, this is the information we're giving you, and based on this and only this, you should vaccinate your child. We don't give advice. Peter Bowditch wants me to say which vaccines I would recommend. I don't recommend or not recommend any vaccines. The AVN does not recommend or not recommend any vaccines. The only thing that we recommend is that parents become informed so that they can make a good decision for their children. Vaccines are not a one-size-fits-all thing. Some people will be at risk from vaccinations. Some people will have vaccinations without any problem whatsoever. You need to know your family history. You need to know what's in the vaccines that your children are being offered. And you need to be able to make that decision freely and without abuse.
Have you had any of your children vaccinated any time?
My two eldest children are partially vaccinated. My oldest son is vaccine injured. And I continued to vaccinate even after he had his reactions because I was more afraid of the diseases and I didn't know anything about the vaccine.
What do you mean injured, vaccine injured? Injured by what?
Well, when he was 2 months old, he had his first lot of vaccines, which at that time was only the 3-in-1, the DPAT, DPT and the polio. And he had high-pitched screaming for 6 or 7 hours, and he stopped breathing in his sleep that night. And he, to this day, has obstructive sleep apnea where he stops breathing. When he had his measles, mumps, rubella vaccine at 18 months of age, he was hospitalized afterwards and went through behavioral changes and changes in growth, failure to thrive, all things that I've seen many other children respond to the vaccinations with. And but I still kept vaccinating my younger child because, again, I didn't have any information. And that's what the AVN is concerned about. We don't care what parents decide to do, but we don't think it's fair that they have to make a choice without being informed, that they don't know that vaccination is not compulsory, that the government has misled them into thinking that if they don't vaccinate, they will lose out on their financial entitlements. None of that is true. No school, preschool, or child care center can exclude a child, and parents will get all of their government entitlements, whether they vaccinate or don't vaccinate. It is their choice. Okay. And we just think it's fair to make sure that they have that information.
Right, leave you there. Thank you very much. And thank you to Peter Barrage as well. I hope I ask the relevant questions there for Peter, because I've long held the view we should always investigate these things. I'm not anti-vaccination, I'm not pro-vaccination, but certainly a lot of questions should have been asked of the health authorities regarding the flu vaccine, particularly afterwards. But I think that probably they erred significantly there, and there wasn't an immediate follow-up. So a few people have suffered, some short-term, some long-term.